every opportunity that you bring our way. I stand before you as an empty vessel, Lord, that you will use me to bless your congregation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I like the offertory song, I'm Not Ashamed of the Gospel. I think it sums up a lot of what we want to achieve or what we want to continue to do for the Lord. This morning, we have already demonstrated the power of sharing our testimonies. And there is a lot to do or a lot changes when we share our testimony. Testimony can be a powerful tool that enables us to talk about what God has done for us and what God continues to do in our life, despite the difficulties that we go through on our Christian journey. So, as I go through my talk today, I want you all to continually refer to the testimonies that we've heard this morning. I read this blog called A Christian Today, and it's got a definition about testimony. It says, testimonies are our personal faith story, a very simple and direct means of declaring God's grace and God's transformative work in our lives. So it is really, really important that we know why we share our testimonies. Now, when Daniel asked me to talk a little bit about testimonies today, I was praying about it, you know, and I was doing a little bit of reading, and these various themes came into. And to be honest, I could have easily used I'm Not Ashamed of the Gospel as my theme today. I talked about living our lives as testimonies, you know, a life of testimonies, our personal faith story, God's transformative work in our life, faith story. And I could have easily used any of that. But for some reason, I was led and I came to dwell on one, the power of our testimonies, because our testimonies have got real power to make a difference in people's lives. And I want to share John chapter 4. It's a very long chapter, but because of time, I'm not going to read everything. But I'm sure you've all heard about the Samaritan woman, the story of the Samaritan woman. So Jesus reveals himself to this woman at the well. The woman came to the well to draw water. Jesus asked for a drink. And there was a conversation between Jesus and this Samaritan woman. And she even asked Jesus, how do you, a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? And then Jesus went on to talk about what he can offer her, living water. But she didn't understand, but Jesus went on to explain the water that he gives will be a fountain of endless water. So the conversation then got very interesting when Jesus revealed some secrets about her. And I want to continue from verse 19 at this stage. Sir, the woman said, I can't see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain. But you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know. For salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said, I know that Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I, the one speaking to you, I am he. So then the disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman, but no one asked, what do you want or why are you talking with her? Then leaving her water jar. And I'll make a reference to this. Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, come, see a man who has told me everything I did. could this be the Messiah? They came out of the town in their numbers and made their way toward him. But I want to quickly jump to verse 39, which says, many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. And that is something I want us to take home today. I want us to reflect on this story as it focuses on sharing our testimonies. And it doesn't have to be today, but it has to be something continuous. This chapter has valuable truth that we can glean from it. We have some truth, although it goes on to talk about salvation, which normally comes after one is converted and one, you know, believes or follows when our testimonies change their life. But I want to kind of concentrate on John chapter 4, verse 39, which says, because of the woman's testimony, many of the Samaritans believed in Jesus. The power of our testimonies. As a church, we have encouraged testimonies. We have done that. But the question I want to ask us all today is, why do we struggle to share our testimonies? Why do we worry about how to evangelize or how to share our testimony? Does it scare us? Because what we did today tells a lot that there is power in our testimonies and telling other people about what God has done for us, despite the difficulties that we face, is a real game changer. But the Samaritan woman offers us some reassurance here. She met Jesus, who transformed her life. She wasn't selfish. She was convinced. And what did she do? She spread the word. She tells others about the word. Now, verse 28, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town to share what she had experienced. I like the version from the Message, which says, the woman took the hint and left. In her confusion, she left her water pot back to the village and she told the people about what God has done for them or for her. Now, if you go back into those days, the well was probably the only source of water. Everybody comes to the well to draw water. The Samaritan woman went specifically to this well to draw water. It's not like, you know, they had water at home where there were a few plumbing issues. So she was just going to the well and get some water and then she's going to get a plumber to fix it later. The well was the only true source of water for them. And she left her water jar. In those days, water jars are considered as valuable property for you to have them. She didn't just tell one person. She spread the word. She told many people. Her eagerness to tell others about Jesus, it was boiling over. She just said to herself, you know what? I need to hurry and tell others about what I have just experienced because I can't keep it to myself. She left her water jar, this priceless gift that she uses to draw water. She was so excited. I mean, have you looked about at some of the advertisements that we see on the radio when people advertise for products? The adverts come across as very believable because they want to make a change in your life. And as like the Samaritan woman, this eagerness of her wanting to spread the word was what kept her going. You know, I remember our kids growing up, you know, they get so excited when you buy gifts for them. And I remember especially Ezekiel, Bob the Builder. He loved Bob the Builder. And anytime you buy one of the CDs and you bring it, gosh, his excitement. But this excitement was totally different. You know, the Samaritan woman experienced something that she wanted to spread or she wanted to tell others about it. This is how we declare God's grace. And this is how God transforms us through his transformative work. Remember, this woman had a reputation, you know. Why didn't anybody even challenge what she was saying? You know, she was a woman of questionable character. She was despised in the community. That's why she went into the well at that time of the hour trying to sneak in to go and get water. But see, the people saw the change in her. They saw something different about her this time round. Her encounter with Jesus not only changed her life, but it changed the lives of many people as well. It says many believed. It didn't say one. And even if it's one person that believed, you know, glory to God. That's one person who have heard your story. Because of her testimony, many believed in Jesus. Beloved, what is your story? What is my story? What is our story? People all over the world, people in our daily walks of life, they are searching for something. They are searching for truth. People are searching for hope. People are searching for meaning in life. People have lived life in pain, in failure. But our testimony can make a difference in their lives. So we shouldn't forget that. We meet so many people, you know, work, church, places that we go. The Samaritan woman shared a very simple testimony about what she saw, what she heard, and what she experienced. Beloved, what have we seen? What have we heard? And what have we experienced? What are we waiting for? Why can't we share this good news? I am not ashamed of the gospel. I am not ashamed of the message of Christ. I will seek to proclaim the truth in his name, the gospel of love and life. Sharing our faith at work, I know it can be very challenging sometimes. Because, you know, sometimes you have to be careful about religious indoctrinations and religious discrimination and all of that. But I remember I had an open dialogue with a staff member who joined. And as a manager, what my commissioners or my funders require is that we are delivering our outcomes. But then this particular staff member was struggling. And I'm thinking, you know what? As a manager, I had a choice here. I can easily get rid of her, get somebody else in. Because if I'm not achieving the target, we don't have the project to run. But then she came to me and talked to me about some of the pain experiences that she's had in life. Things, and because of that, they were not coping at all. You know, they're going through really difficult moments. And I was kind of waiting. But they said something that, are you a Christian? And like Phyllis said, I said, yes, I'm a believer. And they were like, I used to go to church and, you know, I used to play the organ, I used to play the piano, and I used to do all this thing, but I really want to get connected again. So I said to myself, wow, this is my opportunity to kind of talk to her about my personal testimony. Because they said they found a church. So as a way to encourage them to do the things that they have to continue to do. But then they asked me, can you share with me some of your Christian life journey? I said, well, bingo, that's the opportunity here. So I utilized the opportunity and I told a bit about my personal testimony. But as Christians, our lives should be a life of testimony. Remember, many believed because of the woman's testimony. When it comes to sharing our testimonies, believe me, we all have one. Sometimes people say, well, I don't have a testimony. I don't really know. You know, I'm not sure. But our testimonies come in all sizes, all shapes. You know, some can be dramatic. Some can be very compelling. Others can be sad. You know, and yet still, they are all our individual testimony that come together. But even if you don't realize you have a testimony, beloved, what we heard here today, this morning, we can see the hand of God working in people's lives. I remember in boarding school, and I went to boarding school back home in Ghana. So you go to a boarding school, you spend 3 months there, you miss your family, and then when school finishes, the only thing on your mind is that you want to catch the coach and get back. And I was in Kumasi. For those of you who know a bit of geography, I was in my secondary school was in Kumasi, and I have to travel all the way to Accra, which is like 3 hours journey. So I needed to catch the coach. And I remember school finish. I wrote my final exams. That was the A levels, and I want to get home. So I got to the coach station, booked my ticket, waited for the bus to come. The bus arrived, you know, picked my belongings to jump onto the bus. I climbed the bus and somebody was sitting in my seat. And I said, "Sir, you know, I've paid for my ticket and this should be my seat." And he said, "Well, I've also got a ticket and this is my seat." You know, the normal thing would be to kind of argue, you know, but I really wanted to get to Accra because I missed my family so much and school is finished and I don't really want to wait one more second there. You know, the food wasn't good enough. This is my opportunity to get home quick and get some real food also. And I normally celebrate my birthday in school. So sometimes I'm looking forward to going back home, you know, and getting my birthday presents. Normally my uncle would have collected me from school, but my uncle had gone on a some military travel, so I had to get a coach. So very disappointed. I came down the coach, you know, I don't know why I didn't argue or anything, but I came down the coach. I spoke to the conductor. The conductor said, "Well, another coach will be coming." So it took about another hour before another coach came. So we got onto that coach. And as we were traveling, an hour and a half into the journey, the coach that had left previously had been involved in an accident, and there were bodies lying all over the place. And I had goose pimples, they call it, all over my body. And I'm thinking, gosh, that should be me. I should be one of these bodies lying down here. It was so bad, the coach had somersaulted, you know, bodies have gone out of the windows. And sorry, they're a bit gruesome to share, but I said to myself, like, why me, you know? And you can call it whatever you want to, but it is not just a mere coincidence. This is the work of God. This is the handiwork of God. God protected me. And I remember getting to Accra and I was shaking. You know, I was having this panic attack, because I just couldn't believe what has just happened on my way back home. We should not be reluctant, you know, or afraid or scared. I don't want to use that word of sharing our testimonies. We should be very excited, because you never know. Your testimony will change somebody. Your testimony will make a difference. As Christians, what is our testimony to the world? And as a church, what is our testimony to the world? I was doing some research to find out how many churches have closed down as a result of the pandemic. And there were quite a few. But the good news is that there are more churches to worship in than pubs, according to the new figures, for the first time. In the UK, there are 40,300 church buildings where people hold church services, and there are 39,000 pubs. So we've overtaken the pubs. And this is the first time this figure has kind of turned upside down. We need our presence felt out there. We need to hold and be responsible to our testimonies. We need to affect our communities. And we need to be bold in proclaiming what God has done for us. But as individual Christians, some of us, yes, I know, we're not used to sharing our testimonies, but we cannot deny the fact that God has done so much for us. We can't even comprehend it in our lives. If your answer is yes, then I can say to you that you have got a story. And utilize your story. Don't keep it to yourself, like my wife will always say. Let's continue to encourage each other to share our testimonies more. And I'm so glad that we did this today. And I belong to one of the care group WhatsApp group. And I can see, you know, people sharing testimonies and sharing things to encourage each other. Testimonies have the power to convict. Your job is to share your story and God will do the rest. The Samaritan woman saw, she heard, she experienced, and then she testified. That's the message for us today. But I want to quickly sum up and ask, why should we share our testimonies? You know, our testimonies are unique. Each individual, individually, our testimonies have got the power to transform lives. Our testimony depicts God's love and mercy. Romans 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are all just saved by his grace. It is not like we deserve it. We don't. It is just the grace of God that we have been saved. Secondly, the Bible encourages us to share. You know, we are simply called to be ready and share what God has done for us. It's that simple. There is no greater reward or joy in doing what God wants us to do. You see, God uses our testimonies to bring other people unto himself. Like we saw in the Samaritan woman's story, God used her to testify to people. Now, in conclusion, I just want to say, because of the woman's testimony, many believe in Jesus. Are we going to keep our testimonies to ourselves? What are we going to do about the testimony that God has given to us? And I'm so glad that we had this opportunity today to share various testimonies. Let me conclude with this Christian quote, which says, if we give it to God, he transforms our test into testimony, our mess into a message, and our misery into a ministry. God bless you all today. Thank you.
It's been a privilege to share with you guys this morning, and well done, Mark.